Princeton University Press Audio presents A Culture of Growth, The Origins of the Modern Economy by Joel Mokyr, read by Anu Anand. This book was originally published in 2016. As a university press intent on preserving the integrity of publications for historical context and academic discourse, we have retained the entirety of the original book. It is more easy to account for the rise and progress of commerce in any kingdom than for that of learning. Avarice, or the desire of gain, is an universal passion which operates at all times, in all places, and upon all persons. But curiosity, or the love of knowledge, has a very limited influence and requires youth, leisure, education, genius, and example to make it govern any person. There is no subject in which we must proceed with more caution than in tracing the history of the arts and sciences, lest we assign causes which never existed and reduce what is merely contingent to stable and universal principles. Those who cultivate the sciences in any state are always few in number, the passion which governs them limited, their taste and judgment delicate and easily perverted, and their application disturbed with the smallest accident. Chance, therefore, or secret and unknown causes, must have a great influence on the rise and progress of all the refined arts. David Hume, 1742. Preface. Economic history and intellectual history are two dynamic and active disciplines that barely intersect, which is a shame. Except for the crude materialist hypothesis which explains changes in what people believed and knew by arguing for the supremacy of economic structures, not much has been done to show that much of what happened in the economies of the world in the past three centuries was a function of what people believed. Above all, modern economic growth, or the Great Enrichment, depended on a set of radical changes in beliefs, values, and preferences, a set I will refer to as culture, despite the many justified concerns about the overusage and ambiguity of that term. But which beliefs, and whose? In earlier work, I have argued that the European Enlightenment, or at least a substantial segment of it, was pivotal in the propulsion of economic growth in the 19th century. This seems an innocuously enough proposition, except perhaps for a fringe who wish to denigrate the Enlightenment as something profoundly retrograde and culpable of the disasters of the 20th century. But the Enlightenment was not a mass movement. It was an elite phenomenon, largely confined to intellectuals, scholars, a literate and educated minority that included not just physicians and philosophers, but also practical people, such as engineers, industrialists, and instrument makers, yet still a small sliver of the population. New scientific insights, the invention of new techniques, their successful application to production, all were the result of the actions of a fairly small proportion of the population. I also have maintained that what mattered was not only what people believed about social contracts, political pluralism, religious tolerance, human rights, and so on, but also what they believed about the relationship between humans and their physical environment, and the role of what they called useful knowledge to improve material well-being. The fundamental belief that the human lot can be continuously improved by bettering our understanding of natural phenomena and regularities, and the application of this understanding to production, has been the cultural breakthrough that made what came after possible. But how and why did these beliefs emerge? In the two centuries between Columbus and Newton, European elite culture underwent radical intellectual change. In what follows, I analyze this change using material from intellectual history and the history of science and technology to achieve an explanation of a question posed primarily by economists. How do we explain the modern economy? The methodology used to answer the question comes from the social sciences, primarily economics, but also
Sample complete. Ready to continue?